Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, Ruben. Yes, hello, Abdul. This is Ruben. I just missed your call. So sorry.
No, you did. What I did, I went to Google Voice and I put call forwarding, and but I had to log into her account. I don't know why. I have the main account and she's a user, but I don't have access to her phone number. So I had to log in from her account, and I put call forwarding on my end, like to my number. So the only way to do it, it rings two numbers, like it rings on my end and her end at the same time.
It's ringing on both at the same time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me take a look. Is this, did you do this through the steps that we, that I sent you on the email?
Yes, and I tried to do it to where, like, she make a calendar and make, like, do not disturb at 4, like, from 7 to 4, Monday to Friday. It did not ring on my end or her end, no. It's not going.
Did you get any particular error message when trying to set that up or no?
No, when I set that up, it says, oh, so what I did, I did follow the rules, but it's, they updated it, bro. The Google Voice got updated. So when you hit create a rule, or when you put the forwarding, there is no way you could do it when she start, like, it has to ring on both sides.
It has to ring on both sides? Okay. Let me see.
And then after hours, she has to log out. That's the only way.
So if she logs out, it goes to you directly without ringing on Google Voice?
It rings on both, but if she's logged out, it will not show that it rings on her side.
It will not
ring. It will
ring
on my end. Yeah, but I want it to wear that. If she misses the call, I pick it up. I don't want it to ring on both, you know? At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we set up this bullshit, bro?
Okay. So, because I've been talking about this with my team, right? Because, like I said, initially that was the plan, right? Initially, well, the plan was 7 to 4, Monday to Friday, it's going to go to this.
Yes,
month.
I tried to make a calendar. It's not
And like I said, main reason I mentioned that we could do it is the fact that the system that we were using before did have the ability to do so. So with this new system that they updated, they are now looking into a way to get that done. So we're still, our team's still looking to program, let's say, for specific hours. It's not really, a request that most customers make. That's why we don't have that available as of right now. But they are working on establishing a certain rule with the number. But as of right now, they did mention that the best way that we could get this done is configuring the call forwarding rule on Google Voice.
Okay, that's one. Second, when it rings, it shows me my number, the 888. How can I know the customer's number while I'm on the phone with them? It doesn't show on the app, right? I have to go to the app and see after.
You mean the customer's phone number?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the customer phone number, you would need to see it through the app. I mean, basically, the call forwarding is just the same number, let's say, calling you. So you will usually save that on your contacts, that toll-free number. You would save it as, first choice towing leads or anything. But in regards to the actual customer's number, unfortunately, as of right now, you would need to take it on the phone.
Okay, but while I'm on the phone with the customer, I can see on the app or after the call?
Usually it's after the call. We just hit refresh.
So how am I going to know the customer phone number without asking them? Gotta ask them, huh?
I'm sorry?
So how can I know the customer's phone number while I'm on the phone with them? I have to ask them?
You would need to ask them for the Google Voice. You would need to ask them. Now, if, of course, like we said, with this that we're trying to configure, we can definitely just let our tech team know that you want to make sure that you can see the actual caller ID number, right?
Yeah, on local/app, mostly, not all the time, but 99%, 90%, it shows me that number, like the customer's number.
Mm-hmm. On the dashboard, or I'm sorry, on the app, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing is that, so let's say when we're sending it to Google Voice, it leaves our system, right? So after it leaves our system, call forwarding from Google, it doesn't really give you the ID.
So what if, okay, so, but the problem is Google Voice is the main, it's never scam. It doesn't show scam. It shows Columbus, Ohio. It's legit from, like, since day one. Now, if I go through open phone, or I'm going to pay double or triple, but it still is going to show or no?
It's going to, okay, so instead of, it's a certain feature on Google Voice where it says open phone?
No. What I'm saying is Google Voice is cheap and more efficient than any other platforms. But if I use Open Phone, there is an app called Open Phone, or it's a site.
Oh, okay.
Open Phone or Ring Central. Are those compatible with you guys' system, or what's going on?
Open Phone or Ring Central? Let me check, okay.
Setting up the system is harder than getting leads these days.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Let me see, okay. Because, for example, I'm looking at a few features. Let's say that Open Phone has, right, or Cool in this case. For example, it does have the delayed forwarding option. So instead of them ringing all at once, right, it could ring one, and then it can go to the other one. It's called the call flow builder there. So that's available on Open Phone. Now, I'm just trying to check if the actual caller ID is available. Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically, according to what I'm seeing online, seems that Open Phone does show the caller ID, right? The only issue with Open Phone is you can't really tell if it's a call from that particular number, right? But usually, it does have the caller's number.
So you think Google Phone better than, Open Phone better than Google as of right now?
According to what I'm finding online, yeah. It has more features that, what we're looking for. More features of what we need as of right now. Like I said, on our end, we're building that system, but I don't have an estimated time on when that system will be ready. Where we can forward it to different times scheduled, right? So that's what we're trying to build.
Yes. Okay, Ruben, I'm going to figure it out, man. Thank you. for as of right now is the ads are up and running in Dayton, 40 miles radius, right?
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure that the phone number was good before we got the ad
cool.
Again there.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So, okay, would you like me to call you just to test it out?
Cool, yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a call, all right?
All right, thank you.